Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Power Your Life radio show, and I am so very excited to bring on a wonderful, gifted, psychic, medium, you name it, she is it, a TV host, a health intuitive, a speaker, an angel communicator, a coach, and a psychic detective. And I think many of us are beyond the point whether or not ghosts are real. Even though Halloween is around the corner, I know for a fact that there are so many shows right now and so much support in terms of spirits, so that we're going to really dive right in to finding out a lot of information and also taking some very important calls from other people who want to hear from Michelle. She's gifted since childhood. She's gifted since childhood, and Michelle's mission, which I love, is to empower humanity as an enlightenment teacher and visionary. And visionary, folks, she is. She's a five-time author and has recently completed a children's book called My Invisible Friends, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And she's also been named the best American psychic, named number one psychic by Lifetime TV. She's appeared on the Today Show, the HBO documentary, which I had the fortune of actually watching over the summer, No One Dies in Lilydale, ABC, CBS, CNN, and PBS TV, and she's now on the Netherlands TV program, The Sixth Sense. It is my honor and pleasure to introduce you, and she really doesn't need an introduction, to Michelle White Dove. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It really is a pleasure. Let's just dive in a little bit, because I was fascinated by your book, My Invisible Friends. And this is really about, well, we both know that children do see angels. I get that in my counseling and my coaching practice all the time. And so what you've done is something incredible, to really talk to children and also to alert parents that it is possible. Can you give us a little bit of information about the book?
It was inspired, obviously, by spirit, and it was also inspired by being born naturally gifted since childhood and seeing angels. And I would go into the bookstores and find there was not much information for children in this, you know, spiritual reference. And it's about their guardian angels, and it shows how they choose their parents and how they come in and the journey, and it's very beautiful, and the colors and the artwork and the illustrations, because I find these indigo children to be very visual and very hands-on, and already this innate knowing of, you know, who they are, their authentic self, their higher self, and so extremely gifted and brilliant, and what I refer to as our next, you know, shakers and movers or world leaders. So it was the indigo children that inspired me as well to write about their guardian angels and the angel kingdom and loved ones that they see, and how this would be a very good tool for parents, you know, where they can open up that door and have a comfortable conversation with their children about these things instead of shutting them down. Actually, I have my second children's book that's getting ready to be released also, that's called The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, and Mermaids. And you open it up and it says, Welcome to the Blue World. And it's about educating our children about the ocean and the environment. So I work with children with myself with spiritual counseling, and I get a lot of children that have been, you know, diagnosed ADD or ADHD, and you know, working through that, and, you know, that suppresses their gifts and suppresses their emotions. So that was another reason that inspired me to write children's books, just to give you a little bit.
You know, it's so very important because oftentimes parents do not believe that children are seeing angels. They think that maybe their kid is making it up or there's something else. And you and I both know that many parents have said, forget it, stop, you know, that's ridiculous, and kind of squashed that. So I think a book like that you're creating is so very, very important to enlighten parents about this, too.
And now, you know, go ahead. No, it's
go
just
right
the
ahead.
Parents have had a wonderful response to it, which has been lovely for me because I travel the world and they're very open to it, and that happens to be one of the best sellers of my books. So
really?
The parents buy the books, and they even read it and tell me that they enjoy it, I think, just as much as their children. So that's always a good sign.
That's good because, again, you're educating them and you're telling children by writing a book like this, you're giving them messages that it's fine to see angels. There's nothing wrong with you. It's you know, it looks like it's extraordinary or extraordinary, but we're coming into a time, I believe, and I know you believe it too, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be so easy for people to be able to do that, and the children are leading the way, as you say. So that's great.
Yes, I couldn't agree
more.
Glad
you're doing that.
Thank you.
So glad you're doing that. It's such important work. Now, I want to ask you one more thing about children, because I often, in my coaching practice, I have parents coming in who say, my child, and I believe in past lives, so my child tells me that he and I were together or she and I were together in a past life, and he has all these details, and when he's talking about it or when she's talking about it, that it doesn't sound like my child. It sounds like somebody else, and I'm hard-pressed not to believe it, because where is he getting this information or where is she getting this information? How do you deal with that in your readings or when parents consult with you? What do you do with that?
Well, I think it's an amazing thing because, you know, what's wonderful about children is they come in and they're not programmed yet, you know, especially the younger ones. They're not programmed by society or what's socially or politically or even schools. So they're very open and very forthright, and the veil has been lifted between, you know, this realm and the next or the heavens, and that's an extraordinary thing. And so, you know, a lot of children come in, many children I've worked with, and they get into, oh, my mother was this to me, my brother in my past life, with such, you know, precise, specific information and just so forthright and truthful because there's no filter there. They remember. They remember their previous incarnations or maybe just the previous incarnation that they had with their parents or the family that they've chose now to finish up maybe some loose ends, wrap up some loose ends, whether that's karmic debts or maybe to be a mentor to them or to, you know, spiritual lessons. There's so many different reasons depending on the soul. But I think it's wonderful. It's like deja vu.
Right, and I think it's important. And why do you think that after a certain age, because I know this by working with kids myself, after a certain age, that memory of past lives and even of angels, because I met some kids who told their parents they're seeing angels and then they hardly have that recollection. What happens that it's gone?
It goes right back to what you said when we started, that, you know, the parents shutting them down. And I'm not blaming always the parents, but saying, oh, that's crazy, you know, that's your imagination. Or they start getting programmed. They start buying into the illusion or the belief systems that are around them, whether that's their schooling, their education, or their friends going, oh, that's absolutely crazy. And so they start to get uncomfortable with that, and they start to get into that ego, the intellect, the lower mind, the conscious mind, and just kind of tune out of their higher self or their God part self. And I find that, but it happens rather around even younger now, around 8, 9 years old, they're already starting to, you know, become programmed, and that's a shame, and that's exactly why I do the work that I do and counsel and teach children and do the books as well as educating the parents. The parents need the education just as much, more so if you ask me, because they're older and programmed depending on their belief systems or what their contract is. The interaction I always find very interesting between the children and their parents.
Right. And, you know, I think you're right. I think parents really need that information. So, again, thank you so much for doing what you do. I want to shift a little bit in, yes, you saw angels as a child. What led you to do this work? Did you get a specific communication from spirit, or what moved you into? Okay, so can you describe that? Because I'm always fascinated by that story of what led people on their journey.
Well, you know, I was, as I said, born naturally gifted and made the assumption at a young age, and never make assumptions, that other children were doing and seeing what I was doing, only to have this pointed out to me many times over until I was very uncomfortable with it and kind of suppressed my gift until I was 18. And not to say I didn't have it, but I didn't want anybody to know about it, and I didn't want to talk about it because I was, you know, basically made fun of, and this just was not something that was accepted as much as today. So it was at the age of 18 when I had my near-death experience due to a fatal car collision with family and friends. I've lost family and friends, and I crossed over, and not only was I shown the short 18 years that you think you know so much when you know nothing, but more importantly, I was shown my future, not once, but three times. And it, kind of imagine a movie playing out before you, but it's three-dimensional, and you're interacting with it, and you're seeing it from everyone's perspective, not your own, and from a greater source, the Godhead, a part of the what I refer to, a fragment of the Godhead, and my own support team and of angels and the council that represent the Akashic Records. So it was something that was a wonderful gift to me, because in this near-death experience, it went beyond just, you know, what I would refer to as a very common near-death experiences. Some are more lengthy than others, where they literally, it was kind of coaxing or talking me into that I really needed to come back. I had not fulfilled my mission. And I said, well, what is my mission? And asking that before you can even really complete that thought, because it's clairaudio, clairvoyant, telepathic, and spirit, we don't use words. It was a knowing with great conviction and certainty and clarity. And so after I saw that, I felt such a great obligation, but I saw it as a great gift and opportunity to serve humanity, and I was very crystal clear in what my mission statement was after living it, reliving it, in a sense, three times. And so I came back willingly and said, let me get busy and do what God showed me. And needless to say, I'm still here, and much of what Spirit showed me in the heavens I have accomplished, but still so much yet to do.
Well, I think it's great that you're doing the work, because I think it's important work, and people need to get information and need to be able to move forward in I think what's really a new age. I wanted to ask you a question. Many people are very fearful about this time. They think that based on the Mayan calendar, it's the end of the world and whatever. I don't feel that way at all. I mean, I feel very optimistic.
No.
So can you give us a little bit of your insight into that?
I am right there with you, and it's very refreshing to hear someone else that's also gifted have the same perspective. You know, it's not even a perspective, it's the truth. This is not the end of the world in 2012. It's a major shift. Are there going to be a lot of changes? It's really the end of the world as we've known it, more based on man-made systems that no longer serve the people. And you can say that, yes, Mother Nature is cleaning house, but it is about really humanity coming into a higher vibration, a spiritual wake-up call, so to speak, individually and collectively. Now, is every soul going to choose to do that of their own free will? Not necessarily, but that's okay. It's not doom and gloom, you know. It's just about we're coming into a new time, and we're already in it. But let's face it, we're at the end of October. We are already in this shift and ascension, and we're seeing all these changes. And what happens is I find that a lot of people fear change because they fear the unknown. And, you know, let's face it, control is an illusion. But, no, I see it as a celebration. I see it as a graduation, the ascension. I don't see it as all this doom and gloom. Things will definitely change in every system, in our education, in our health care, in our government, in religion, geographically speaking, people opening up, coming together, and that's really what it's about, coming into a state
Thank
of grace.
You. Yes.
No, thank you.
Yay. And you've heard it here, because this is Michelle White Dove, and the call-in number is 805-285-9790. We're going to take some guests in a few minutes. I have one more question, but I'm so glad you think that way and have insight into that, because there are so often I get emails, okay, start preparing for the worst. Make sure that you have enough food, not only for you but for your pets, enough food and enough water for a year. And I'm thinking, I just delete them. Yeah, I'm serious. And I think what these people are.
Yeah, we don't want to put that fear out.
No, but what they're doing is they're making money on other people's fear. And
I
that's
agree.
Not what we're
I agree.
About.
Exactly.
So I know you're clairvoyant, which means that you get visions of people, places, and things, and that you also talk to the dead and spirits. Have you ever talked to an angry spirit that you had to in some way sort of intervene between them? And well, you do that anyway, but have,
yeah.
What kind of... Okay, so can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, actually I did two books on that, Ghost Stalker in the United States, and the reason why I named it Ghost Stalker was for the very reason that, you know, as a medium, they always find me, and if they know that I can see them and hear them, then it's like, you know, never ending. So
right.
I decided, being based around Halloween, this was quite a few years ago, all of these stories that were just so inaccurate about spirit and why they stay, or, you know, or why they choose to be maybe sometimes pesty, active poltergeists that do not want to cross over and go to the light. And I do clearings and blessings, and I do come in and get the spirits to, basically sometimes it's just that it's due to sometimes their belief systems, man-made systems, and they're fearful. Is there heaven on the other side, or is there, you know, hell and damnation and brimstone, which no, not in the
right.
way that religion has taught it. So I had a really good time doing this, because I went to some of the most haunted places here in the United States to actually write the book and educate people about not only these places in the actual history, but the activity that happened to the crew and myself, as well as the channel information, and tell their stories. That I had such a great time that I did Ghost Stalker too, and did it in the old world, and went through the old world thinking this has so much history that, you know, I'll have that much more. But it comes out that I actually find that I had much more activity, believe it or not, in the United States, because we're younger here, and I found in the old world, in Europe, and in Britain and whatnot, that it was more imprints versus actual hauntings or spirits that did not want to go to the light for various reasons. So
right.
This is why I did these two books. And also, and I got a lot of heat, I have to tell you, when I wrote these books, because my first books are about angels. So when I went to Ghost, everyone was like, oh, angels, ghosts, oh my, what happened? And it just, again, shows you how that lack of education and that fear, that just seeing the cover of the book for the first few years was startling to people. So I thought that was a bit comical, but they're coming around.
Good, I'm glad, because they need to. Are you ready to take a call? Because we have people anxiously waiting.
Yes, with the callers, I do not edit my information, and so I always ask, because this is the connection, for just a first name, one specific question, and where they're calling me from. I don't need your biological age. I'm not interested, but the sun sign would be helpful. And just please know, and I know you've done your homework on me, Joanne, but I am a straight shooter, so don't ask unless you're prepared to hear the truth.
Right. And the other thing is, folks, one question, because we have a lot of people, and I want Michelle to be able to really cover as much people as she can. All right. You're live. Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
Michelle.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Marjorie.
Yes, Marjorie. Where are you calling from, love?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, and I'm a Scorpio.
Go ahead.
My question was, I moved here about 3 months ago to try to find a job and move here. Do you think I'm on the right track for doing this?
Well, I think you got a little bit ahead of yourself, and you seem a bit overwhelmed as well, honey. And why do I get that you wanted to go over there? What am I getting about acting or the arts or this type of thing?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to come here because I want to do, like, something in fashion, but I haven't.
Yeah, that's what I
get,
the arts. Well, you know, everybody's got to pay their dues, to be honest with you, and you're in a place, and I feel like you haven't acclimated yet or have gotten yourself quite comfortable, but I would, Spirit's definitely encouraging you to dive into the arts, and in the arts, it's not just acting or modeling, it's dancing, singing, writing, you know, I happen to have a jewelry line with my partner, my manager in business, and, you know, I write books, and see, that's in arts, and yet it's spiritual, but there's all, you can always combine things. You don't have to limit yourself to just one thing in the arts. But I would tell you, when you do what you love, and I know you love this, decorating, fashion, this type of thing, that's all arts, makeup. When you do what you're good at, you love it. You're successful. You're abundant. So you can't go wrong, honey. It's just going to take a little time.
Okay. Okay, good.
Thank you so much. And we're going to go to the next caller. You ready, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Hello, you're live.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thank you. And your name, please?
My name is Oksana.
And where are you calling from?
It's California.
Okay. And your birth sign, please?
Gemini.
Gemini. What's your question, honey?
There is a person that I've known before, and I reconnected recently, and I would like if you see a future for me and this man.
May I have his birth sign?
His Aries.
Stubborn. Okay. He seems to have a commitment issue a little bit, you know. He comes in, he pulls back. He comes in, he pulls back. And he has not made up his mind of fully committing to this relationship. And this relationship seems very karmic to me, and some, what I would say, difficult lessons as spiritual contracts between the two of you. But this is, by no means is this relationship over. Actually, it's just kind of beginning, to be honest with you. I feel like there's a friendship and intimacy there, but you're going to find this back and forth, and you're going to be the one that's going to have to make that call. Only you can make that choice if you want to settle, or if you want to really look at what you really want in the relationship from your partner and raise the bar a bit here and know that you deserve it and you're worth it. Because if someone has that much of an issue with commitment and has a difficulty in communication, which he does, and it's like, no, you're not a mind reader, so hence, you know, he might want to say that. I feel that this is... you know, back and forth, and then reconciliation, and then I feel that your heartstrings are being pulled. So this is it's a bumpy ride, to be honest with you. So you're the one that has to ask yourself, is this what you want to settle for, or do you want to finish, wrap up your loose ends with this person and move on to bigger and better things?
Michelle, the issue with his commitment was that he was not ready. He was in the relationship with someone else. So that was probably the issue why he couldn't commit to...
Absolutely.
Do you think that he will stay in that relationship or he will be free soon?
I think that he's trying to stay and both, that's what I'm trying to tell you, back and forth. And this relationship that he's in and then coming into you, how can you have two relationships and fully be involved at the same time? You see what I'm saying? Raise the bar, honey. You deserve better than that. Now, I know you're going to take him back, but, you know, again, you know, look at all the things that I just said and pray about that and you know, give that some deep thought, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, honey. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Michelle,
yes.
Why is it that some spirits come through when you're actually... a medium and you're working with a client and some spirits come through versus another. What do you know what that's about? Is it because
they have something to say.
Okay.
You know, it's if, you know, sometimes some callers will say, oh, I want to make contact with my mother, and then I'll say stop, and instead of getting their mother, they may get their grandmother, or they may get a friend or someone else that passes over, or they may get both. I mean, being a spiritual medium, I know everyone thinks I'm a hotline and I can get whoever I want when I want, but that's not the way it works. I get whoever comes through based on the need and the message, and I honor that, you know. So you can't just get whoever you want when you want. What about if they did reincarnate, or what about if they're in their own process of healing? You know, there's everybody thinks when we cross over nothing else is going on, when in fact life keeps on going on. It continues, and we keep growing, learning, and evolving.
And they have their own mission and their own things to do.
Exactly.
It's interesting because my grandmother always comes through. My mother never comes through, and I always thought she would be the one. But she does other things to let me know she's around. So it's just so interesting that that happens. All right. Are you ready for another caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. You're on the line. Hello? Hello?
Don't hear anyone there.
Okay, so we're just going to mute them. All right. Hello, you're online, you're on air. Are you there?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Do you have a question for Michelle?
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was me.
Yes, it's you.
What's your name, dear?
My name is Kira.
Kara, and where are you calling from?
California.
California. And what's your birth sign, honey?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus. And what's your question?
I'm more or less concerned about my health.
Okay, that's quite generic. Would you like to be a bit more specific?
Yes, ma'am. More or less the gynecological health. I'm more or less concerned about cancers and things like that.
Okay. Well, honey, you know, I may be a health intuitive, but what I would refer you to without any hesitation is a gynecologist to evaluate that situation. That's where you need to go. Even if I tell you that there's a situation there, an issue, which you're already aware of, that's something that needs to be dealt with through Western medicine in this particular area.
Okay.
And I would tell you to get checked for, there's 100 variations of HPV, and I forget the other initial. Maybe you can help me out here, Joanne, as well as many STDs and different things.
Right.
So, you know, I can't stress enough these days how important it is to practice safe sex, but if, you know, this is an issue, you really need to go see a doctor, a Western doctor that specializes, you know, as a GYN, maybe even in endometriosis and infertility to assist you. Okay, honey?
Okay, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm just getting concerned.
And I also, on endometriosis, if you go to my site, honey, and there's a wealth of information here, and I mean this from the heart, if you go to MichelleWhiteDuff.com and you go to the blog page, there is a long blog there about endometriosis. So please check that out because you'll get a lot of information for yourself there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, honey. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joanne.
All right, Michelle. Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes.
How
you
doing?
Good. I would just like to let all the listeners, especially East Coast, know that I'm coming out there, if you don't mind, some events
sure,
that I have.
Sure, I'm going to promote that, but go right ahead. Actually, I had you covered here. I just want to take
all right, well, then
off.
I'll let you handle that. And I'll
okay,
just, for everybody listening there also, you can just go to Facebook and YouTube because there's just so many people have so many questions, and I feel bad because we have such limited time, but there's such a wealth of information there, so they can all look there for those that are new listeners.
Okay, so actually you're on an incredible East Coast tour, and I know Donna Meyer is sponsoring you in Marlton, New Jersey, and featuring you talking with angels and about angel messages at the Golden Light Pranic Center, and Donna has been great in helping me with a fundraiser last night. And you're also going to be in Philadelphia at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, and I'm going to be there this weekend too, so I may...
Oh, wonderful.
If you're not so crowded, I'm not actually having a table or speaking this year. I'm just coming to have some fun. I need some fun. So if you're there and you're not surrounded by people, which you probably will be, I'll stop by and say hello. And you're also, well, we talked about the being in New York with the Lilydale, and so you want to talk a little bit about that, because I thought that was such a fascinating show, and you were one of the featured psychics on the show, and Lilydale is a very, very special place. So you want to talk about that for a couple of minutes? I know it's past,
yes.
Right?
Yes, but I'm returning back to Lilydale again. Actually, I just got back from Lilydale and just come home for a few days just to go back out to the East Coast, which I'm not complaining. But Lilydale is a very, very important place, and they're all mediums, and what they refer to me as the visiting medium, not a psychic there. So that was done. The HBO documentary, which, by the way, is still airing, they have it on demand right now for those people that haven't got to check that out. You can actually see No One Dies in Lilydale under documentaries on demand on HBO for those that missed it. But I'll be returning to Lilydale again for the fourth year in a row since that HBO special, and it will be this summer. So hopefully many people, that's their season, is in July in about 6 weeks, and people come from all over the world to have healings, to have readings, to connect to loved ones. But it is all about spiritualism, and it is a community of mediums and healers, and it's just a wonderful place. Actually, Casadega, that's closer to my area here, that's only about a few hours up the road from Fort Lauderdale, originates, stems from Lilydale, sort of like mother. Lilydale's the mother, and Casadega is the baby from Lilydale. And there's no place that I've been really that I can compare to Lilydale as far as the vibration, the people, the community. And it's been there since the Victorian period, and it's a wonderful place. It's sort of like a little getaway for me. I've come to love the people there and the place.
So you just visit it. You don't have any intention of living there, do you, or do you?
I visit. I'm not kidding. I haven't made my mind up about that quite yet.
Oh, okay.
As I said, I'm the visiting medium for right now, and I visit often. But it is a place that is, like I said, that I like to get away, and the people are very open, and I'm able to speak to the groups there, and it's wonderful. I just got back from speaking at the Church of the Living Spirit on the Lilydale property, so that was nice. We had a lovely crowd.
And you're also this Friday going to be in Pennsylvania, at Chalfont, Pennsylvania, talking about past lives and present day issues. And for those folks who want to be there, because we're getting a lot of people from the East Coast waiting to talk to you. And I just want to let you know that Michelle is also doing private readings and phone calls. So how do they get in touch with you when you're here, so that when you have a moment, you can access the people that aren't going to be able to attend all these incredible events?
Yes. I'll be in Philly in Pennsylvania Saturday, October 29th, Monday, October 31st, Halloween, doing private readings and in-person sessions that are set up in my suite. And people can contact my office now. All they do on any of my lines, East Coast, West Coast, and my manager handles that, and she gets right back with them to book the appointment. And they can go to michellewhitedove.com or my Facebook or any of the channels or sites, and have access to the information and about how to go about getting a reading and doing that. To be honest with you, most of my readings are via telephone all over the world, or if I'm going into a city, I'll set up a day or a few days to do readings in person. I find that some people prefer readings in person versus via telephone, but it makes no difference to me. The information still comes from the same source.
And so the information is accurate, and you are very accurate. The information is accurate whether you're sitting face-to-face with someone or doing it via the phone. So we're ready for another phone call. What I want to tell people is that we do only have a limited time. If we had hours and hours, Michelle would love to answer your phone calls, because she's that kind of a person, and she's here to help. As she said earlier, what her mission is to really enlighten and empower humanity, and so we're going to take another phone call. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is Cheryl. I'm a Taurus from Pennsylvania.
Okay. What's your question, honey?
And my question is, I would like to know if my business is going to get better in 2012, if it's going to become successful.
Well, you know, you sure have been working at it very hard, my dear. And you certainly have been putting your prayers out there to the universe, and they've been heard and answered. There's not one prayer that's not heard and answered. It's just not everyone receives necessarily the answer they want. What Spirit's telling me is for you to be patient, and please don't be in the past. Don't be fearful. The law of attraction, the law of abundance. You know, us Tauruses, we have a way of getting through any times, if you ask me. And hard workers, you know, and this is just something. But I also want to say that you need more word of mouth and more marketing. But it will, you know, you're going to have your little bumps in the road, honey. But, you know, typical Taurus stubborn, you're going to dig in there and you're going to hold your ground and you're going to pull through. And that's what matters.
And financially, I'll be okay, Michelle, for 2012?
Yes, honey, it's just going to be tight. Just watch your money and be, you know, very smart about it. Be cautious with it. Don't overspend. Spend on what is necessary. And, you know, whenever we give, and we can give in so many ways, whether that's our time, our money, our prayers, when we give freely with a pure intent, that comes back to us more than tenfold.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle, when is your second children's book coming out?
This should be, it was supposed to be out this year, but it will definitely be out in the beginning part of 2012. Actually, I'll be releasing quite a few books. I'm in the midst of four books, two that are getting ready to go to print, the children's book and Ask White Dove, which is From Angels to Zodiac. It's based on the column that's in Horizon Magazine, Spiritual Questions from All Over the World with Answers. That will be the first book out, with as well as The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, and Mermaids, and You Open It Up, It Says Welcome to the Blue World, the second children's book. And then we also have The Sacred Code, that's based on the universal laws and tools and how to apply them. And the fourth book is called Getting Back to the Basics, and that's universal, and that has a lot to do to tie in with a lot of the changes and not only the man-made programs and systems, but information that comes from Spirit for people to be more self-sufficient and reliant and use, you know, to go within instead of outside and buying into all of this fear and darkness. And, you know, it's just to change the patterns and the cycles here. We're coming into a whole new vibration, as we talked about, in energy. And this book is really given universally to everyone to help them to get through these times, getting back to the basics.
So that's such an important book, folks, and you really need to go to Michelle White Dove's website to really, right? That's where they can access the books. I was on it this morning and yesterday.
Yes, and Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's and, you know, all over, yes.
All over. You're all over. You're not only national, you're international. We're going to take another caller. Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dorothy. I'm in Aries. And my question is, my husband and I have been thinking about putting our house on the market to sell. I was wondering if you see it selling soon.
Where are you calling from, honey?
Oh, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, right now it's truly a buyer's market, and you could put your house up for sale, but the thing is, you're not going to get what you would normally get. You understand? So you have to really take a look at that. But have you worked with St. Joseph?
Yes, I have.
Are you familiar with burying St. Joseph in the front of the property as well as in the back of the property? and you thank St. Joseph for the perfect buyer at the perfect price at the perfect time, the energy that matches the energy of your home. And, you know, when you really, it goes beyond faith, when you have that conviction and certainty. And let's face it, I'm not of any man-made religion. If it works for people, God bless them. But St. Joseph is universal, so I want to clarify that, because so many people think that this is just for Catholicism or the Catholic. So he's wonderful in moving big homes, businesses, big things. And as I said, if you do it with conviction, and it's not like, oh, well, maybe, you know, you can't do it. You know, God knows the sincerity, the intent of our prayers, and so do God's many, many helpers, whether that's the angels, the saints, the masters. So I would tell you to look into that. I figure, you know, if you have that help, why not utilize it if you want to see your house move? And I've never seen him take longer than 3 months to do it if you do it with the conviction that I'm talking about.
Okay, so you think it'd be a good idea to put it up for sale then?
If you work with St. Joseph, so that you get a fair price, honey. I don't want to see you not get what you have in the house.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't sell it unless we got our price.
Exactly. So if you want to do that, get St. Joseph in there, and even if you go to my store at michellewhitedove.com, because so many people have a hard time in your area finding him. It doesn't have to be this huge, big statue, but look into that.
Right.
And I know you won't sell the house unless you get what you want, so I feel like you're going to be okay one way or the other.
Okay, perfect. Do you see a time frame, you said, within 3 months of...
It's based on your own conviction and belief system with working with St. Joseph. Like I said, if you do it with that, I've never seen him take longer than 3 months.
And we're going to take another call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
So, Michelle, you're also a psychic detective, and lots of people have seen shows about psychics working with the police and solving crimes and whatever. Tell us a little bit about that kind of work that you do, because that's also important work, and how you got involved with that, and then we'll take some more calls.
It's interestingly enough, how I got involved in that is just by people. I have a great deep fondness for children in my heart, and it started with missing children and also children that were abducted, and it started also with doing in the private readings the families that would pull me in to work, whether it was a cold case or a hot case, or sometimes cases that are brought to my attention by spirit. And then there have been times where I have worked with the police. I mean, that was demonstrated on America's Psychic Challenge. We had a few cases to work. We had a handful of cases to work in Sixth Sense International that were very complicated cases, cold cases, which means that the police have nowhere else to go and they're looking for new leads. So when you come in and, you know, you're completely unbiased and you're getting the information from spirit, especially if it's murder, I call it very gritty work, you know, it's dark work in a way, but the reward is that you're helping not only that soul or souls, but you're bringing closure to the family, and you're helping the family to heal and to understand what happened, and many times justice, to find out, you know, who did these horrible things. And what happens is I reenact it, I relive it, so to speak. So when you see, hear, feel, smell, taste, know, and one, and utilizing all those gifts, I'm able to get a lot of details and information, and able to sometimes reopen cases or bring closure to that, or sometimes even be successful in finding the bodies. But my goal is always to try to find them before they're, you know, deceased, obviously. But time is of such of essence whenever you're working a murder case, or especially a hot case, you know, a missing case. So this is something that I do. This is an area that I'm very good in. It's one of my specialties, and that's why it's been demonstrated. You know, they've tested me this in the States, as well as in the old world in Europe, Netherlands. So that's just some ideas. I think there are actually clips up of some of the cases on the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there are because I remember seeing one. So if people are looking for missing children or really seeking help in that area, they could contact you personally on your website or... Right.
Yes, and they do. Some, as I said, many times it's through the readings. Sometimes it's them just simply, you know, reaching out to me. Sometimes it's something that I'll catch on TV and feel guided to work that case. It depends. It comes to me in a multitude of ways, meaning, you know, how I end up working that case varies is what I'm saying.
Right.
Or
so if you're supposed to work on that case, you're on it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay, Michelle, you're gonna have another phone call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello. I can hear you.
Okay. Michelle's waiting to hear from you.
Hey, Michelle, this is Steve. I'm in California. I'm a Virgo.
Okay, Steve. What's your question?
Yeah, I'd like to get some intuitive answers myself regarding my career, and I was wondering if you see me making a breakthrough anytime soon.
Well, I feel like you're actually...
getting those answers.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I just want to make it clear. The breakthrough is in regards to getting the answers on my own.
Oh, you mean to basically you're asking me the tools to get the answers of your own?
Do you think of it, I'll be getting the answers that I'm seeking using my intuition anytime
soon?
So
will he get the information through his own means, psychically or intuitively? That he
exactly.
It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing to actually also... One, have a man call. Two, want to realize
right.
that that you have to go within, and the fact that you're open even, and that you're working on your intuition. I'm really impressed. I mean that sincerely. And yes, you will, because you're ready and you want to, and you're willing to do the work. And it is work, but it's easy. Once we get into that and we get used to it, they'll fine-tune you, and don't worry, they'll turn up the volume, and you'll find that your gifts will increase, and you'll be able to seek this for yourself. But to give you a good basic read, and a lot of men don't like to read, but they don't complain about my book. They say it's wonderful and easy. I would tell you to start with She Talks with Angels, or Angels Are Talking, because it helps you to give you the tools, and working with prayer is when you're, you know, speaking to spirit anytime, anywhere, any place. Meditation when you're listening. Basic 101 yoga class helps too with that, to really master meditation. I like to keep it simple. But also pay attention to the dream state, and that's really the spirit world. And also thank your support team of your own guardian angels and spirit guides, and say, listen, I'm ready. Knock me over the head. Turn it up. Give me the signs and the confirmations that I'm on the right path. And believe me, you ask for it, they'll give it to you, especially right now.
Oh, thank you. So I'm going to download the show. What's the name of the show? Because I'm at work right now.
Power Your Life. Well, actually, Michelle will have the URLs on her website and the information, so you'll be able to access it. But it's Power Your Life Talk Radio, from Blog Talk Radio, and she'll have all the links almost immediately, so you can check her out so that you don't miss a thing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
So what's important is that I love what you said, that, firstly, the information is there. I tell people, because I also do some classes on how to access their intuition and their psychic abilities, and I say to people that you have to be able to walk around and be in gratitude about that. So I'm constantly saying thank you, whether it's in my head or out loud or whatever. But I love that you said that, because it's so very, very true.
No, it's gratitude goes a long way. I find that people often call upon spirit in need, but do not express the gratitude or the thank you. And that's just as important. Spirit likes to hear that as well, you know, not just our complaints or our demands.
Right, and we love to do that, don't we?
I find, unfortunately, the majority does. I'm not saying all, but yes, you get further. I always say you get further. Kill them with kindness, kill them with unconditional love and light. You get a heck of a lot further that way than you do the other way.
That's great. Okay, Michelle, we have another phone call right now.
choice.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, I don't hear a thing, dear.
Okay, so we're moving right along. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 This is like Tourette's, for the love of God. Yes, we can hear you. What's your name, honey? All right, we lost that one too, John.
Hello.
Wait, she tried again. Okay, you're on the air, so you need to speak so that we can get to your question.
Hi, this is Angela calling from Canada. I'm an Aquarius.
Okay, honey,
what's
your question?
Wondering if there are any changes coming up regarding finances for my husband and I.
That's such a generic question.
meaning, it's a big issue right now.
Yes, I understand that. You know, again, honey, when we get in that fearful state, and I understand the economy is difficult, but just because the economy is where that does not mean that karmically that applies to every one of us. We are co-creators of a reality. And why I'm going there with you is because I know you are scared to death. You are stressing and fretting and worrying and fearful, and that's insulting our creator and ourself because we are a fragment of that. And as Mother Teresa would always say, and she didn't believe in stockpiling, she would say, all our todays and tomorrows are more than supplied for. We must have faith. And, you know, I know that he's trying to do his best to find work and you know, to make ends meet, and you are too, and I know this is a difficult time, but please keep your chin up. Please start utilizing prayer and meditation and the universal laws and do some reading up on that and the law of attraction, and know that when we give freely, that comes back to us tenfold, and know how to receive. You will get through this. It's going to be tight. It's bumpy. It's difficult, but you're going to get through it. But worrying and fearing and fretting is not helping you. That's only working against you. And I don't want to sound like I'm being hard on you. I'm only trying to help you. So you'll get out of that energy and shift gears. And, you know, when we create that change within ourselves, we create that change outside of ourselves. So stop with the fretting and start doing more praying, all right?
Okay.
All right, but you're going to get through it, honey. All right? God bless. Thank you.
You know, Michelle, I love the idea that you're talking about, and we talked about this early on, but I think it's important during this time to stress that people really need to focus on prayer and meditation and get out of that fear state because, as you and I know, there really is abundance. It doesn't matter what it looks like at the moment because that's not what really is present and alive if we all believe that in terms of creating our reality. Excuse me. And I think what's also important is to realize that we do have that information, as you've been saying throughout, and we can access that and we can utilize prayer and hope and trust. And the fact that the God self, I mean, it doesn't matter what people believe in terms of religion or their higher power, but we are a part of God. God is within us. That's my belief system. I hope I don't offend anybody. But I think that we need to act like that, too. So I love how you said that. You ready for another call, or you want to comment a little bit?
Sure. We got. Okay. I didn't know how long this was, but yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay, good. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, and you're.
And I'm a Virgo.
Go ahead.
I was told recently that there was something that I had left to do, they called the source the father, something that was left for me to do before I finally crossed over again. I had 3 near-death experiences at the age of 16, and I was told to come back here. Now I'm told that I have one thing left to do. Do you have any idea what that might be?
To share your message. You should be writing. That's what they're showing me, to get that message out there to others. There's so many people that have had near-death experiences, but they don't speak of it because fearful of judgment or criticism or thinking that they might think that they're crazy and put them in the nut house, you know. And here
right.
you've had these experiences and have crossed over and have come back because your mission wasn't complete. And Spirit wants you to write this down and get this out here to the masses so it can help so many.
Okay.
Because you have a heck of a story. And there it is.
All right.
So get busy.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much, Michelle.
God,
thank you. You have
God
a great
bless.
Day.
Thank All you. Right. You too.
And we have another caller, Michelle. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
My name is Jessica, and I'm a Libra.
Where are you
and
calling from, honey?
Calling from Texas.
Texas. And
yeah.
What's your question?
My grandfather passed away of stage 4 cancer this summer, and I know that I feel like he's trying to tell me something either in regards to, like, my father's health as far as my dad doing kidney dialysis or anything like that. So I just want to know, like, does he or does any of my aunts or uncles have anything to say to me?
Well, honey, you really, you know, have to understand that when your loved ones cross over, as we were talking about, you know, earlier, that they have their own process that has to happen. And so many times we pull on those loved ones instead of going directly to the source, the Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, or going to your own support team of guardian angels that have been appointed to you and spirit guides. Because what you have to understand is, your grandfather goes over, he has this home welcoming party by family, the Souls Clan, by blood and spirit. And then we have what's called a life review evaluation assessment. What did we learn? What karmic debts, positive and negative, were fulfilled? What lessons? And then he's in a place of healing, honey. And when he's in a place of healing, we have to honor that healing. And it's so well deserved, especially after what he went through. And he really fought hard to try to stay here, but he had no quality. Now, he's come through to you many times through the dream state, and that's the most common way and acceptable, and it doesn't scare the bejesus out of you, you know, most people. And so what I would tell you is start utilizing water and putting it next to your nightstand in a glass craft and refresh that nightly. It is a scientific fact that water is a superconductor, and it will help you to tap into that dream time. Also, keep a journal next to your nightstand, and also address your subconscious and thank it for not filtering the information when your body rests and the soul steps out. You're giving spirit the green light permission that you want to know where you were going and what you were doing in spirit, whether that's your grandfather giving you a message or your support team or solutions to your earthly problems or premonitions or past life memories. But so much goes on when we are in spirit, when the body's resting and the soul steps out, that it's important that we start connecting to this information. So that's the way that you'll see him and get more information, but he's limited because he's in healing. And spirit wants you, why go to the middleman when you can go directly to the top, as well as, again, as your own support team that's around you? So I would tell you to start there, dear.
Okay, so you said put a glass
of water
next to me, like
a nightstand? Yes, a glass craft, and you get them at Bed Bath and Beyond, and it's crystal glass. And put in, you know, bottled water. You don't have to fill it all the way up. And don't freak out if it gets a little murky or cloudy. It's doing its job. It's a conductor. It brings clarity. It detoxes. It helps you to tap into that realm. But refresh it nightly, okay? And that is a tool that will help you. But anytime we take sleeping meds or alcohol or anything like that to go to sleep, that's only going to make it that much more difficult. I just want to say that for all the listeners out there. I'm not pointing fingers at you. I'm just saying that that makes it foggy and people don't have as many vivid, lucid dreams, or they're not as aware consciously as they would be, you know, if they did not have that interference. So these are tools that will help you, honey.
Do you know of, like, any good, like, dream books or anything that I could read about?
You know, again, I'm gonna interject a little bit, Michelle, because we only have about 50 seconds, and
oh, okay.
I know you can't get to everybody's questions, but But I want Michelle to be able to promote herself a little bit on the East Coast. So thank you
she
so much for calling
Michelle.
In. She has some great advice, and please follow it because I think you'll get the answers that you need. I don't mean to cut people off here, but I want people to know that they can go to michellewhitedove.com and get a lot of information, find out about the readings, know that she's here this weekend and next week in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. She's at the Golden Light Pranic Center in Marlton, New Jersey, an event that's sponsored by Donna Meyer. She's going to be in Chalfont, Pennsylvania, and also at the wonderful Body, Mind, Spirit Expo this weekend, and I'll be there. Michelle, we have like 2 seconds here. You've been a wonderful guest. You have so much information, and I think you are living your purpose in terms of helping people come into their own with enlightenment. And so thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Halloween to everybody, and God bless. And for all those people that are on the East Coast, please check out Facebook and the sites, and I'll be happy to see you there. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
My pleasure. And you can also go to youtube.com/Michelle Whitedove and subscribe to her YouTube channel. It's free. Thanks again. And, folks, coming up next week, we have two wonderful people that are going to be here. One is somebody that's on a very special journey, Mary Angelou, who is also a mystic and a ritual and ceremonial facilitator. And we have Donald Altman, who is going to talk about one-minute mindfulness. He really is the author of the Mindfulness Code. So we have some wonderful guests. And thanks again to Michelle. She is wonderful. Go check out her website. Come to her events. Really learn as much as you can about her. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And as Michelle said, happy Halloween. And remember, it's not about fear. It's really about making sure that you spend the time to give prayer, thanks, and to really recognize that even though it's the unknown, and a lot of people, as Michelle said, are fearful of the unknown, it's a time of new possibilities, and we can create them in a very positive, upbeat way. So let's all do that together. This is Dr. Joanne White, and Power Your Life Today. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.